Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. My two personal emotional support animals have come into the studio. They are
Barbara
Scully and Declan Buckley.
That's lovely. I'd love to think. Are you a cow?
I'm a very calming cow.
Okay, a calming cow.
Yes. Okay. He is a very calming. Well, I suppose cows are kind of calming.
And docile. And they have long eyelashes.
But you know what they are? They're feckin' noisy. If you ever wake up in the country,
and they
every morning they're mooing.
And they're chewing.
And they make an awful racket in the morning. It's really annoying.
They have beautiful eyes, and they have lovely big long eyelashes, and they're very zen. If you hang over a gate for a while and just have a chat with a cow, you always feel the better for it.
I'd say you'd have a great time having a chat with
a cow. I would, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Personally, I enjoy chewing them.
No. Oh,
yes. See, that's terrible now. Yeah. That's just taking the whole conversation in down for terrible level.
Delicious food.
Yes.
Now, hi. It says, hi, guys and Barbara. Sorry, Declan.
Yeah, okay. You're
just
okay
guys.
I'm being a guy.
I kind of like that. I think that could be the title for this slot. Yeah. Guys and Barbara. No, it's not gays and Barbara. It's guys and
guys Barbara. Guys and Barbara, yeah. I'm not sure if you can help me, but I guess I just want to see, are my problems normal? I'm married 10 years to a lovely man. We've two gorgeous, very young children. My husband has always been very career-driven and focused, determined to get to the top. He's a very stressful career, which takes up his whole week, Monday to Friday. As most do. Lately, I've found myself feeling very lonely, fed up and bored with him. He's an attractive man, but he can be shocking, boring company. When we have date nights, we have nothing to talk about except the kids and work. I realise how fortunate I am to have such a good hobby, healthy kids and a lovely home, but I sometimes can't help wondering, is this it? I feel my husband's job has literally sucked the life out of him. And when he gets home each night, he's too tired to even hold a decent conversation with me. I have a good circle of friends and a great family, but they're all busy with their own lives, so I don't see them much. I suppose I just want to know, is it normal to get so flipping bored in your marriage? Our sex life is only okay. It's not too hectic, mainly due to the fact where I was so tired. Any advice, stroke pointers would be appreciated. Am I normal or just expecting too much from life?
I love this
letter.
I love
normal questions.
Yeah, and I love this letter actually because it's really, really, really honest. Let's answer the last questions first. Am I normal or am I expecting too much from life? Yes, you're normal. And yes, you probably are expecting a little bit too much from life at the moment.
Yeah.
In other words, and I'm going to make a big assumption here because she doesn't state it in the letter, but it sounds like to me that this woman is at home looking after the kids and the husband is obviously working full time in his very career driven and focused, etc., etc. And you know what? They're just at a stage of life that is exactly as she described it. It's hectic. It's full on. And it is no wonder that the only thing you have to talk about when you go out is work and the kids, because that's really basically
takes
what
up a lot,
life
lot of
is
the time.
All about at the moment.
Yeah.
And it is hard. And it's hard being at home with kids all day, because what she is missing, and I hope I'm not making the wrong assumption here, because if she rings in and says, no, I'm out at work every day, this will knock all of this nonsense into a whole pile of rubbish. But if you're at home all day with kids, you do miss. The thing you miss most is obviously the adult conversation and the stimulation of an adult conversation. So she's desperate for that, obviously, when her husband comes in, having spent a very busy day at work and he's very tired and he's not able to give that to her either. And so I think that she's then saying he's very boring. And even though she also says that he's a lovely man and that he's very attractive. So, you know, this is just a problem that has come from this stage of life. I don't think the problem is her husband. I don't think it's their marriage. It sounds like, a reasonably normal, straightforward marriage. And the only thing I would say to her is just hang on in there. There's not a whole lot you can do while your kids are young and demand so much time from you. And as she said, she has friends, but they're all very busy. Mm. And all I could say to her is just hang on in there, because this will pass fairly quickly and you'll be, you know, there will be times when you will have more time. And the other thing I'd say is that, you know, I mean, I said that it's very hard being at home with young kids, which it is, but it's also very hard if you're the main breadwinner, having that pressure to bring home the proverbial bacon, every week as well. So, you know, they're both under considerable pressure, and I think they need to recognise that in each other. And I think she just needs to hold on tight.
It seems that I agree with most of what you said there. I think that the one thing that I think is a bit of a problem is the fact that she's not able to express that to her husband, and it's not something that they're both kind of on. Because it should be obvious to both of them that they're at that stage of what's going on. It should be obvious to them that the kids are taking up all of our time. Wouldn't it be nice if we could spend a little time?
See, I don't think it is. And especially when the roles are the traditional roles. And I'm saying that because somebody who's been there.
No, I understand it.
That when I was at home with the kids, because I was doing all of that and my husband was doing all the going out and the working and the earning the money, he wasn't really aware what my day to day was, do you know? Because by the time he came home, the kids were often had their baths and were in bed or on their way to bed, and everything seemed to be quite calm. So I think you don't. And I think what's happened here is that she's kind of resenting him and putting the blame on him, which I think isn't fair, because I don't think he's the problem.
No, I agree. And I don't think he's the problem. I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think it's that she's feeling like she's missing out on something.
Yeah.
And she's feeling like that she's not being actualized on some level. She's not getting her jollies intellectually or whatever it is. And she just needs to find a way to be able to do that. So, I mean, she needs to find that. I know you're saying, hang on there, it'll be grand in
the
future.
Well, that's a really good point. And I know
I don't think you can wait.
When I was at that stage and my kids were young, I did try and always get involved in, you know, you'll usually have, as your kids get older, that few hours in the morning, even when it's just when they start school and they're gone only until maybe lunchtime, and that you take that time and do something for yourself, and whether it's to get involved with a charity and do a bit of volunteering work, or just make time to try and meet another mum who might be in the same situation, or another parent who might be in the same situation, for coffee or whatever. I think that is important, because I think you do go mad otherwise.
Because what I think that what's going on here for this woman is that her own self-identity has kind of just disappeared into the family, and she needs to pull it a little bit back. Mm. Otherwise she
and
will
that does
feel
happen
that
and it's very hard, even if you do try and give yourself some kind of mental intellectual stimulation during the day. When the time comes that your kids then are older and more independent and you maybe want to go back into the workforce, your biggest hurdle is always going to be confidence, because we live in a society where the job that she's doing gets absolutely no recognition whatsoever.
And even though there are people who, for example, work freelance and they might work from home, and during the day they're on their own, so when their significant other comes home from work, they've been starved of the chat.
That's
so
true.
When the other person comes home, it's all blah blah blah. Ah, come on, what, you know?
Yeah.
Give me a chat. Because I know what happens with me sometimes, that I'm at home for a day and I go
mad
if I don't get somebody giving me, you know, Andrew, come on, talk to me. And he's like, I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Oh,
and I'm going,
yeah.
Okay, but all I want is some attention.
I'm the same, actually, yeah. Because I very often would be at home all day just at the desk and he'd be out meeting people at events. Yeah, I'll ring you then, maybe. Would that be a good idea?
I'd be talking to my cabin
please
cow.
Please don't. Your cabin
is
cow.
Isn't the point, though, that she's bored with her husband?
No, I don't think so.
The thing is, like, okay, he's out all day.
Yeah.
But she did make the point that he's very career-driven and focused, determined to get to the top. So,
I think it's a comparative thing, though.
Would she not say to him, is this what it's all about for you? Is this all, you know, you might get to the top at some point when you're at some future point. And then what? Then what are you going to do? Are you going to be happy? Are you going
to
kind of suddenly have to stop running?
There are big questions that, as you say, apply to everybody. I don't think he is the problem here. I do think he probably is. If I'm right in the assumption that they're in the very kind of old-fashioned gender-specific kind of roles, that she's at home and he's at work, he's obviously very focused on keeping his job and on, you know, maybe moving up the ladder in order to provide for his family. And I think that's what she's picking up on, rather than the fact that he doesn't probably really know what she's doing all day either, and probably doesn't give her the kind of recognition.
Which leads back to what I said
exactly.
First, is that, yeah, that part of healing this scenario for both of them has to be an acknowledgement of what it's like to be each of the people in that scenario, and to find ways to.
I don't know. She keeps saying I'm bored in her marriage. That's the point.
She's bored in her life. I think. I
yeah,
don't think she's bored.
But
in
you
her
may
marriage.
Be reading into that, though. I mean, the initial problem seems to be a relationship with him.
But it's not, because she says, "I'm 10 years married to a lovely man. They've two lovely kids." Okay, she says he's very fixated with his work. He's very attractive, but he can be boring company. That's really his only problem. And what I'm saying is, he's boring company because they're at a stage in life where they're both very immersed in their own worlds, her at home with the kids and him with his job. And I think she just needs to, I mean, certainly they need to have a decent conversation about
it. Okay, yeah, sorry, she texted back in, she works full time.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Okay, so that's all baloney then, right? I have to go back to
drawing board. Going back to my
canning. I see it. I'm off. All right, I'll be in for the next one.
I mean, because and men tend to do this more than women, I think. But like, they get involved with their career and they work very hard at it, and they say, "I'm doing this for that," but they're not. They're doing it for themselves.
Are they?
Yes, of course they are. Yeah. But the thing is that you know, they're trying to provide for them, but at the same time at the expense of them to a certain extent by making themselves more remote from that family.
She works full time.
Yeah.
Now, I still think that some of the stuff we're saying still applies, because on one side you have the man who's pursuing his career and he's moving himself up like Maslow's hierarchy of needs towards a higher level of self-actualization, whereas she's for some reason not feeling the same vibe. And she's comparing herself with him. I don't know. I'd love to know more about what she's actually saying.
Yeah, could I wonder, is she then doing the traditional pull of the double shift? In other words, if he's so career focused and maybe working long hours, is she doing most of the other stuff? In other words, is she working full time as well as doing the majority of the, you know, kind of hands on with the kids?
We don't know, but she didn't mention that. You're reading too much into it.
Because he seems like a nice man.
He's good looking, but he's boring.
And the sex is okay.
But the point she's making.
Who has a good sex life when your kids are really young? Seriously.
All she's saying is that she's been married 10 years, and their life has become reduced to just work and kids.
But she just wishes it
was something else.
But I still think my basic thing, like, that's the way life goes for a while.
That's true.
Do you know, it doesn't. Like, you do kind of, you everybody if. I would imagine that I'm not alone and be the only other person who said there are times when you sit there going, is this really it? Is this what it's all about? Every day seems like a whole lot of hard work and it's not very exciting. And you look back on the days before you had kids and when you had more money and you had more freedom, and it all seems great.
But we've had letters before where people are saying, you know, I'm in a relationship with X, Y or Z person and I want to go out all the time and they want to stay at home. Therefore, I think that they're boring. Whereas what this woman has done is said, he's really boring and, you know, she's up for it in some way, but she doesn't actually comment on anything that she's actually doing to be.
And has he become boring?
Person.
Like, because people generally are either boring or they're not. Do you know what I mean? If he wasn't always boring when she met him or earlier on in their marriage, if he wasn't boring, what is the difference? And I would surmise that the difference is that they're both at a stage of life that isn't easy and that is very full on. She's got two young children. They have two young children. I just think it's life. I don't know. He's a good husband. Good husbands aren't that. They're thin enough on the ground, like.
Are they?
Yeah.
One texter says, tell the bored wife to talk to the hubby or a marriage counsellor. That could have been written by my ex-wife and that didn't end well for anybody.
Yeah.
Someone else says, I'm a couples therapist. This woman's challenge is that her husband is putting his career before the relationship. Okay. They need to communicate about the lack of connection this woman feels with her husband. They both need to take responsibility for the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they probably do. Yeah, but I mean...
Okay, hang on. The woman texted back again.
Oh, great. Is she available to come in?
I'm working full time, practically raising the kids and managing the home alone most days during the week.
There you go. I knew it.
All you're doing is proving Barbara right, as usual.
No, she's pulling the double shift and therein lies the problem, and she's resentful of it. I think that goes on top of everything. And I think it is very hard. I had a punch up with David Quinn in this studio a few weeks ago on the same thing. It is very difficult. If you are the one who is working full time and pulling the double shift and doing all the stuff with the kids and all the stuff at home, and then she definitely does need to sit down with him and have a bit of a chat with him. But that's not fair.
She's still saying the word boring a lot, and she's saying that she's looking for something else. So, well, I mean, what is that going to be, though?
Texter says, lads, her expectation of marriage is unrealistic. I think their life before kids was off the cuff. But guess what? With young kids, things change. Well, that is true.
I would hang on in there for another few years before she throws literally your man out.
I know. I don't think she's going to do that. But she needs to maybe zing it up a bit. There's a woman at work who's really bothering me with the way she dresses. She's around the same age as me, but her boobs are always on display and the skirts get shorter and shorter as the weeks go by. She sits across from me and all I see every day is a flash of a different coloured bra with a lot of flashing flesh. I have heard the lads in the office sniggering away every time she walks past and I'm feeling a bit sorry for her. It looks so desperate and sad. I think she's split up with her husband in the last few months, which coincides with how she started to dress. Do you think I should have a chat to her about what the others are saying about her? It's a bit mutton dressed as lamb, and I would hate for her to look back and feel embarrassed.
Gee, there's no judgment there.
Yeah.
No judgment.
The only person I should feel embarrassed is the person who wrote this letter in. It's like really loaded with
judgment.
Yeah. Judgment and preconceived notions about what a woman is allowed to wear, and I thought we'd moved on past that. You know, this woman is dressing, living her best self, and you know, if there are people sniggering about her behind her back, that's happening behind her back, you know, so just let it stay there, because if everybody was to let everybody know what other people said negatively about them, we'd be all having very negative conversations. Especially about me.
Do you think there's anything, though? I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And that was exactly what I thought as well. But having said all of that, do you think there is an issue around what's appropriate to wear in a workplace and what's not?
But that shouldn't come from the individual opinion of like biddy twitchy curtains from the corner desk. It should actually come from the office management saying, this is your office, you know, we're nuns, so come on ladies, you know, you have to wear a habit. Has to be actually coming from the top down, not from her busybody in the corner.
Okay.
And, you know, just because somebody's wearing a low cut neck line thing, that's making them feel good. It's probably in their head to distract away from something that they don't feel very good about.
Yeah.
So, you know, come on, cut her a bit of slack. And if she feels like, you know, her décolletage is worth showing to the world, fair play to her, you know?
I love the way she thinks. She wonders, should she have a chat with her? When she clearly isn't this woman's friend. You know, she doesn't know. She thinks her marriage may have split up, but she doesn't know that for sure.
Yeah.
So she's clearly not her friend. Why would you be the one who's going to go and have a chat with her?
Well, why is it
when
really
you clearly
bothering?
Don't know her?
The letter starts, there is a woman at work that is really bothering me. I mean, like, what?
Why is it bothering
her? Get a
chill
pill, you know?
Maybe it's not her. This could be a man.
Yeah, but I think I suspect this is a woman, but I think they're being a bit passive aggressive about it.
Oh, totally.
It's to help you. Sorry, this is for your own good, but you look like a slut.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's that kind of.
Yeah, we don't know that it's a woman. It could be a man.
Okay. She's wearing a multicolored bra.
What? Sorry. No.
No, that's the woman is. Man wants a loan of it.
Coming from me, that works.
Yeah, that was
so
hilarious. Yeah. No, so she's not to say anything. She's just, you know.
It's ridiculous, though. I mean,
pay attention
you know,
to
come
your
on.
Work, woman.
Everybody has different opinions about what even looks attractive. So come on, you know.
Yeah. She's not the closing police.
Reel your neck in, blonde.
Somebody wants to know, is there a job going in her company? I don't know what they meant by that.
She's gone
they meant
for
they want to have
it.
They want to be
eyes.
Able to sit watching the woman with her different coloured bras and her flashy legs.
Oh,
that's
God.
From a guy.
I recently discovered that my wife is sitting in the dark drinking wine with the dog, listening to Santa Shark on repeat. Can you ask the adult advice people, is this relationship for the scrap heap? I fear it may be.
Listening to what?
Santa Shark. I imagine it's Baby Shark, but there's probably a Christmas version of it.
Excellent.
You're not familiar with Baby Shark?
No.
Oh,
no. Believe you me, because you're going to do it now. You're going to Google it at some point and listen to you. And then
is it porn?
No, it's a kid. It's for 3-year-olds. They love it.
Okay.
You'll never be able to get it out of your head again, ever again.
Okay, I won't listen to it.
It's the pinnacle of like 2018 cultural achievements.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So out of, okay.
Yeah. It's and the Nobel Prize goes to
Baby Shark.
The people who invented Baby Shark.
I think this woman
sounds
like she has her priorities completely sorted, and she sounds
who's
like
who's she drinking
great.
With? The dog.
With the dog in the dark,
that's
listening
fine.
To Baby Shark. That's actually no. That's severe mental distress. I would
okay.
think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't comment on the Baby Shark end. Drinking with the dog. I don't really think that's a big issue.
Okay.
So is the dog's not true.
Is this happening right now? Or is this like
a... I mean, the woman with the boring husband thinks she's got a problem. At least she's got a boring husband to drink with. She'll reduce to drinking with the dog.
Somebody on Twitter says, what I've taken from this woman's problem is, thank Christ I'm single, and Barbara would date a mannequin if it was a good-looking mannequin.
Excuse me? Well, I might.
Ooh.
Yeah, I might.
She had the glad eye in her arm.
Yeah.
You're walking away
throwing the head.
Okay. Well, that's it for today's session. Barbara and Declan, thank you both very much. We're going to take a break after that. The news with Biddy Twitchy Curtains.
Santa Shark, ho, 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 Santa Shark, ho, 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 Santa Shark, ho, 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 Santa Shark. Reindeer.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by AvantCard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.